AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department served the central bank with subpoenas and threatened it with a criminal indictment over his testimony this summer about the cost of the Fed's building renovations. President Trump has been critical of the Fed for not cutting interest rates as fast as he would like. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett has been mentioned as possibly being the next leader of the Fed.
I guess the question is, if you think the building costs $20 billion, or $10 billion, do you think at some point that it's appropriate for the federal government to investigate? And seems like the Justice Department has decided that they want to see what's going on over there with this building that's, you know, massively more expensive than any building in the history of Washington.
Powell characterized the threat of criminal charges as pretext to undermine the Fed's independence in setting interest rates, its main tool for fighting inflation. Negotiations failed to reach an agreement over the weekend, so thousands of nurses in three hospital systems in New York City are on strike. One of those nurses is Dinesh Forbes.
The big bosses at Mount Sinai has refused to give us health care over their pocket. They want to slash it. They won't come to the table and talk about it. They just want us to hand it over to them, and it can't work. How can we as nurses be inside taking care of patients when we don't have health care?
The hospitals involved have been hiring temporary nurses during the strike. President Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after he threatened action in response to a deadly crackdown on protesters. Federal agents rammed the door of one home in Minneapolis and flooded inside before leading a man away in handcuffs. The Twin Cities remains on edge after Renee Good was shot and killed by an immigration officer Wednesday. This is AP News. Malaysia and Indonesia say they will block Grok, the artificial intelligence chatbot developed by Elon Musk's XAI.
After authorities say it was being misused to generate sexually explicit and non-consensual images, the move reflects growing global concern over generative AI tools that can produce realistic images, sound and text, while existing safeguards fail to prevent their abuse. The Grok chatbot, which is accessed through Musk's social media platform X, has been criticized for generating manipulated images, including depictions of women in bikinis or sexually explicit poses, as well as images involving children. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
Democratic former Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola has announced she's running for the Senate to challenge Republican Dan Sullivan. Peltola was the first Alaska native to serve in Congress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.